Hello, friend. My name is Lane Kennedy, and this is Your Intuition Knows. Thank you for joining me. This is a podcast about exploring life and slowing down from today's super connected, overcommitted busyness. In these episodes, I will show up and share practical tools, small inspirations, pieces of conversations, connection with others, and hope that just for today, if you take a moment, a time out, and breathe, that your life will change. Yep. One slow breath, one pause can change everything. I dare you to hang out with me. Let's change the world. Let's change your world one breath, one moment at a time. Welcome to the show. Let's get into it. All right. Welcome back, everyone. So glad you're here and you're listening. My name is Lane Kennedy, and this is Your Intuition Knows. I am continuing on with the mini series where I'm talking to some of my favorite soul sisters who went through, this really intense yoga nidra training. And for all of us, it was a journey. And as you've listened to each of these conversations, you know, I've been able to extract a little bit of information and share it with you on really what the power of yoga nidra is and how transformative it is. And so today, I'm really excited to share with you guys and introduce Carolina Lopez. And, I murder her name every time I say it. But let's just be honest here. You know, like I have no accent. I'm married to a Venezuelan, right? So Spanish is like in our house and it just doesn't work. So Carolina, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Lane. It's such a pleasure to be here and thank you so much for inviting me.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I know a little bit about you and like the crazy adventure that you, are on in your life of like really diving into your spiritual path. But I know, you know, our listeners probably want to hear a little bit about it. So give a brief like introduction of who you are and like how you got here.
Yeah, for sure. So my name is Caroline. It's pronounced Carolina. It's okay. No one gets it right at the first time. Yeah. Caroline. Yeah. Carolina Lopez, I'm from Brazil. So I'm going to call my journey a spiritual journey. Mm-hmm. But whatever resonates with, you know, who's listening, you can call it like a deep into your subconscious mind. Mm-hmm. You can call it your religion. I call this my spiritual path. And my spiritual path started about 2.5 years ago. I was going through a really tough moment in my life, and I guess that's for most people how it triggers the journey inward and getting to know yourself. You know, when the outside shakes a little bit, it really forces you to go inwards, mm-hmm. right? And for me, that happened 2.5 years ago. It was just something in my relationship and my plans for the future. That's not the point here. I think what goes after that is the most important thing. Basically that really forced me to start looking for something else, looking for myself and ways to really connect to what's inside of me, because at the end, what I see right now at this point of my life, that this is what we're here for in this lifetime, is just get to know ourselves, heal what needs to be healed so we can help others do the same. It's like this little domino effect, mm-hmm. I would say. Mm-hmm. So then I started learning a little bit about meditation, and I got really hooked on the work of Dr. Joe Dispenza. I think mm-hmm. you and I talked about it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was such a huge shift in my life. And Dr. Joe Dispenza, he does yoga, a similar technique of yoga nidra, but I had no idea they were the same before. And my search ended up with me going to Thailand, spending time in Thailand, getting in touch with tantric yoga traditions, And we would spend several hours there on this little island doing heavy breath work and healing practices for several hours. It was insane. And it just really transformed me. And I had no idea why, like the tradition that we were following, our teacher would just say, just do the exercises, just do the breathing, just do the meditations. And then something shifted. I went through something that I consider an awakening, in the sense of it just shifted so much of how I look at my own reality. And I started getting out of my own mind so much and getting in touch with myself and my body, and everything shifted from there. And from there, because I encountered someone in my life that I now consider being my soulmate. After that, you know, it was almost like something magical happened, and I met this person, and they're from Los Angeles. I came to live in Los Angeles, and at the meantime, I was following this person who is our teacher, who I love and adore so much. And I got to Los Angeles, and I had no idea actually where she was, but I was doing her yoga nidra meditations. And then finally I realized she was here, and I was like, oh my God, this woman is here. I need to go and talk to her and find her. And the day that I went to take her class, she told me, you know, I'm doing a teacher training in yoga nidra. And she said, I have one spot left. And that was my spot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's how we met. Mm-hmm. I remember you were the very first person that I talked to when I got there. And we were doing the practice a lot of times, you and I, like, next to each other. And this is how I finally got to this, you know, training that really, really changed my life. And I feel that it escalates, you know, there's no bottom. Like, you just keep going deeper and deeper into what you can experience in this practice.
So you said a couple of things that I want to hit on. And the first thing that I want to kind of invite our listeners to investigate is, you know, when I didn't know that Joe Dispenza existed, but I knew about quantum living and quantum mechanics and quantum reality. And so when I was introduced to Joe, I was like, well, doesn't everybody operate like this? I just thought that everybody operated like this. I didn't know that it was a thing. And so I was totally, I was so happy that somebody was out there like shouting from the rooftops, like about this other dimension, you know, like it's this other type of living. Right. And when I realized that his work and Nidra are so connected, right? It's like we're going out to the quantum field. We are connected to that unified field, just as we do in his work, or vice versa with the yoga nidra. And so yes. I want to ask you, the first time that you experienced connecting to the unified field, how was that for you?
I think there are different ways to connect. And my experience so far tells me that, you know, like we say in the practice, you need to peel a lot of your layers to fully connect.
Yeah.
And I feel that if you don't have a mentor there with you, it's really hard to do it on yourself. So when I first started, I was just, you know, I was a reader. I was reading Joe Dispenza's book, and I was following his his recordings, his meditations. Mm-hmm. But it's different when you're just starting, when you don't really have someone there to help you get there. That's why, you know, in the ancient traditions of yoga and tantra and all that, it's so important to have a mentor, a guru.
Yeah.
You know? So it really changed for me having a teacher there guiding me, and mm-hmm. you know, the difference between having someone there and my first experience. My first experiences with Dr. Joe Dispenza's meditation were definitely something different than what I'll be able to access by just, I don't know, sitting down and breathing and relaxing and seated meditation. It was different. It was more profound.
Yeah.
I remember having very vivid dreams because I would do it at night and then I'll go to bed. And those were the times of my life that I had the most vivid dreams in my life. Mm-hmm. So that was my first experience with it. But I would say that it got like more and more intense, more and more deeper with time and having a mentor there too.
Yeah. So I want to explore the quantum field, because a lot of times when you're in tantric, right, there's different levels, right, different layers, that's what you were saying, right, different layers that we have to peel back. So you're out in Thailand, right?
Yeah.
Doing tantric work, and you get to one level,
right.
And do you think that with the tantric work, you go as far or as deep as with the yoga nidra?
You know, this our conversation is not about tantric, but tantra or tantric yoga. But yeah. I'll just brief it. Basically, with tantra, what we're doing, it's not the sexual.
No.
It's not the no, sacred sexuality. That. Yeah, it's. So basically, the difference between tantric yoga and, let's say, normal yoga is just that you use all sensory elements that you have available in order to kind of pass, you know, how can I explain this? Forgive my.
No, but this is great. This is great, Carolina, yeah. Because there are many listeners right now who are like, they're thinking it's sex. Right.
Let's yeah.
Right. And that's right. not what tantric is about.
No, so. It's not. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, this is great. Go ahead and share about it.
Okay. So tantric yoga or tantra is basically a spiritual path, just like yoga is, you know, not the yoga, the asana, the physical yoga. Yoga is a spiritual path. It has the philosophy. It has the physical part. Yes. But it has the meditation. It's a group of things that make it a spiritual path. So with tantra is the exact same thing. You can even call it a religion if you want. There's all the sutras, the tests, the texts that we're reading, all of that. And then the main thing about tantra is that you use all your sensory elements. You use your vision and your breath and visuals and all that. Is a combination of sensory inputs that will take you deeper into your practice and your, you know, finally reaching to what we're talking about, the quantum field.
Right.
Right. But those are just ancient practices. They had no idea about quantum physics at that time. Mm-hmm. But finally, what they were trying to do is what we now understand through science, which is just getting access to your subconscious, which gives you access to the electromagnetic field that is around us.
Correct.
So responding to your question, I feel that with most of those traditions, it all just leads you to the same place.
Uh-huh. It does.
Yeah. There's no your yoga is better than mine. There's no your religion is better than mine.
No.
The what can be better is that you yourself, not the tradition, not your teacher. Mm-hmm. What can be better is how much you open yourself up to receive.
Yeah.
That's what makes it better or not.
Right. For so, you know, right? Like it's for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, Dr. Joe Dispenza's work is amazing, and it has, you know, its features that make it so powerful, and then yoga nidra as well, and then tantra, and all of that, they're all like, I feel that they're all different versions of the same thing.
Yeah. They're tools to get you closer to yourself. They're tools to open up your heart. They're tools to get you deeper into your subconscious mind. They're tools to the awakening.
Yes.
Hey, I just want to take a quick moment and invite you to go over to my website, lanekennedy.com/free-YN practice, and grab this nidra that I made especially for you, all about reaching into, you know, this quantum field that we are talking about on today's episode. It is so juicy and it's waiting for you to discover more of yourself. So grab it over at lanekennedy.com/free-YN practice.
Okay, let's get back to the show.
Yeah, and there's no hierarchy. There's no one is better. I think we're all different souls working from different operating systems trying to reconnect.
Right.
Whatever's going to help is going to help, right? So I think that's, it's so wonderful when somebody, you know, steps on this spiritual path and, you know, they start chanting. I am not a chanter, okay? But if chanting is going to awaken you, I'm like all for it.
Right.
You know? I'm so resistant to chanting. I can't even tell you. You know, I just like, don't like, they're all go into a yoga class and then they'll do the chanting at the beginning or the end. And I'm just like, oh God,
nope.
Like, I will walk out. I'll be just like, I can't do this.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
it's so funny. Right. So there are all these spiritual tools and some fit and some don't, or I'm just not ready for that yet. Right.
Yeah. And that's okay. That's yeah. okay. You know, we're all different. And that's the beauty of it. Mm-hmm. And what works for me won't work for you. And that's why right. it's so amazing that we have different practices and different traditions. Different practices. Yeah. Because imagine if we all had to do the chanting in order to be aligned. Like, we wouldn't be talking. Elaine would be doing something else.
I would be gone.
She'd be gone.
Yeah. Oh my God. So let's get practical for a minute and share like how you do your practice. Do you have a place in your house? Did you like create a little sanctuary or
Yeah. I think I remember my teacher in Thailand would always tell us that it's important to have like a little altar. You know, a little area of your in your house that would be just your sacred place, because you start building the energy there and you start building the energy inside of yourself the way that you, the relationship that you have with the little, you know, physical space. You know,
that's really cool.
For me right now, for me right now is just my yoga mat and a few pillows. I don't have anything special, like, you know, lights, or maybe I'll lit up a candle too. Eventually I want to make it more you know, just prettier. But yes, I do have a specific spot in my house that I use to practice. I try to practice every day. You know, I feel that, I don't know if we talked about it, but I'm teaching now every week. I have, you know, I have a class. It was given to me. It was offered to me to teach by a dear teacher who was actually someone that our teacher taught for at her studio.
Where are you teaching? Where are you teaching?
So I teach in Los Angeles, in LA, in downtown LA. It's at the studio called Peace Yoga. I teach there every Thursday night from 8 to 9 p.m. So what this person told me, her name is Sherry Ray. She's been teaching yoga for something crazy, like 25 years. And once I walked in her studio, in her studio, she told me, you know, what makes a teacher a great teacher is, number one, they practice their own practice every single day. And number two, that they were taught by excellent teachers.
Yeah.
And I guess I check both points. Yeah. So I try to practice every single day, at least once a day in my little sacred space.
Yeah.
Every time is different. It's, I think one of the many amazing facts about our practice is that it really gives you what you need at the moment. You know, sometimes it's an idea that comes to you. Sometimes it's a message, even sometimes it's just rest. You know, your body needed to sleep, so you sleep and you wake up feeling brand new. So every time I go in, for me is different. And also I've been working with the same intention, which is part of our practice too.
Okay, yeah. So let's get into that. Okay, so I love this. Like, you've been doing the same practice, using the same intention. So one of my favorite teachers is Tanis Fishman. I love.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like she's my teacher. So I have many teachers, but she's one of them that I continue to go back to. And there's one nidra that it's on repeat, replay.
Oh my God.
Here every we go. Day, right?
Okay.
Every what day.
Is it? I've done all of hers.
And I keep, like, I go deep, right? I go deep in and I'm in that place. And then I wake up when she goes into pairs of opposites, but I only, and it's not wake up, I become more lucid.
Right.
When she goes into the first pair, which is fear. And I'm like,
wow,
fear, fear. So if you're listening to this and you're like, what are they talking about? Because we're getting kind of geeky here on this, is that in the practice of yoga nidra, there is a section in the practice where we look at pairs of opposites, and these pairs of opposites allow the person to live with both good and bad, or with both comfort and discomfort, or hot and cold. Because if you're just in one, you're going to stay in that one, right? But if you're invited to feel both, right, you can assimilate that and you can reflect from it. And then all of a sudden that fear or that ache or that pain dissipates because you're able to live in both at the same time. Do you want to add anything to that, Carolina?
Yeah, I find that specific part such an incredible and such, I don't even know if I would say well thought, because I feel that,
right?
Like, how can someone even analogically come to that conclusion that you can play with human emotions like that?
Right.
So honestly, I really think it was a message that was received by someone and yep. integrated into the practice.
Yep.
Yes, for me, that's one of my favorite ones. The beauty of it is that you can use a struggle of yourself in your yoga nidra practice and mm-hmm. play with it. And, you know, one of the things that what talked to me the most with learning yoga nidra is just a little nerdy fact that we learned, and many nerdy facts that we learned.
Yeah.
For me, it's very interesting. That's another thing I didn't mention. So many things we're talking about here. I actually went to school for biomedical science, so I do have that background. I love neuroscience, mm-hmm. But it's just such a new view, perspective on the whole thing, you know. This stuff that we do anyway. One of the facts that we talked about during our practice, our teacher training, was that when you dream, so most of the times that we dream, we are not. So you know how sometimes we go and like, oh, I dreamed about this and this, and then you go and try to find a meaning. Mm-hmm. Most of the times, your dreams don't have a proper meaning. But what is happening there is that you're trying to process your emotions in the dream. Mm-hmm. So if you dream about your mother all the time, probably you have some sort of emotion that you have to process. Dreaming about it is just your body trying to cope or process those emotions. Mm-hmm. And usually we have the same dream all over again. And the fact why that happens is that our hormones, like during the night is the only time of your entire day, I'm sorry, that you're not really releasing all your stress hormones, right? So you're not really releasing your cortisol hormones when you're in that specific part of dreaming, of your sleep cycle, I'm sorry. So with our practice, the fact that we are playing with our emotions there and opposite emotions, it gives you a safe space to try and process mm-hmm. those emotions that you need to. So you know, if you're working privately with a mentor or a teacher, and you have something that you need to work on, that's a beautiful part of it to work on those emotions that are personal, that are yours, yeah. and not necessarily you can't do it while you're awake because they trigger all this sometimes trauma, sometimes a lot of stress.
Yeah,
the stress response, the chemicals mm-hmm. that are released when you think about that one specific whatever fact mm-hmm. that happened in your life, or your mother or your ex-husband, whatever it is, like not necessarily you can process those deep emotions, you know, that take years mm-hmm. to heal sometimes. But when you go there and you're in this theta dream state you're able to deal with that. So that's one of the beautiful things about it. Did I respond to your question? Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's, you filled in some gaps there about the opposites, because really that's such a magical part of the practice. And
it is.
I love the way that you know, it's like really having a teacher or a guide, right? Like to work with. I don't know if you're doing this yet, but like I'm creating nidras for people, right? Mm-hmm. And guiding them, like, so it's very specific. They come to me and they say, I want to like deal with this. And
that's amazing.
And so that's part of what I'm offering now, people, which has been the transformation is like, I can't believe it. But then I'm thinking to myself, right? Well, it's happened to me, mm-hmm. right? Like, I've completely transformed. Like, I was in a state of horrible depression. And I don't even know what that feels like anymore.
Right.
Like, it's not even on my radar. So I think the pairs of opposites are such a juicy part of this practice. And I
my God.
Encourage anyone who's listening, you know, if you live in Los Angeles, find Carolina, just find a yoga nidra teacher to like guide you, you know, and hire them to create a practice for you, because you will find the relief. Yeah. Okay.
You will.
It's like, it's so heavy. It's like, oh my God, so juicy, you guys. Okay. So let's move the conversation. I want to give our listeners a little more practical insight, and then we got to wrap it up because we're at our time. But the last question that I have is like, how do you just get started, right? Like, how do you just get started? Share, give us some insight. Like, how do you just get started on the journey here?
Yeah, this practice is just so amazing. I can't even count the reasons. But another one, it's that easy that all you have to do is find someone, actually get a recommendation. We'll give you guys many recommendations of recordings. Lane has been recording her own yoga nidra audios now. Mm-hmm. I'm slowly starting to do the same outside of my classes. So basically it's just finding someone that you like, lay down like in your bed or on your yoga mat in Shavasana position, which is in yoga, it's the corpse position. You're laying down, you're just resting.
Yeah.
Put it on and follow it. Like, it's another beautiful fact about it. It will take you there. All you have to do is listen. Right. Yeah. It's not even, oh my God, but it's hard, so hard for me to concentrate. It's so hard for me to, you know, slow down my thoughts. That's okay. That's how we all are when we are starting. That's just part of being human. We have the whole evolutionary reasons to be like we are thinking. And, you know, we're great at thinking. We have built so much because of our amazing intellect. Mm-hmm. But in order for you to slow down, you have to slow that down too. And you don't have to do it by yourself, because we have I read that in a book recently, the feedback loop from hell. Like, you're thinking
loop. Yeah. The negativity loop.
You're thinking, oh my God, I cannot shut my thoughts down. I cannot slow it down. And then you realize that you're thinking about slowing it down. So you're thinking about thinking. So it's okay. You're not going to be able to do it by yourself. It's mm-hmm. fine. But with yoga nidra, you just put it on and you follow the instructions and it will naturally take you there.
Mm-hmm. So good. It's so true. It's the easiest practice I've ever done.
Oh my God.
Right?
It's for everyone.
Yeah. My kid. Yeah. It's
great for children. It's amazing for teenagers. It's great for mothers that have just given birth and needs the sleep. Uh-huh. It's great for everyone, for the elderly, for, you know, it just takes you there somehow. Like, I've never talked to anyone that have done it that have not been just stoked with it, you know, like mm-hmm. even my classes, I've been teaching for a short period of time, but I already get people coming back and thanking me and saying, this is transforming my life, mm-hmm. you know? And at the end of the day, it's beautiful being a teacher for a practice like that. But I just see this is nothing on me. This thing is so powerful.
It's so powerful.
I'm that I just, that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, honestly, I wouldn't give any advice to anyone, but just put it on, lay down, listen, and do it, and you get there.
Love it. So I lead for the special ops, and you know, these are like the big guys, right, who are like doing tactical kind of out there in the world, first responders, like, right? And so I remember the first time I was there this week, and they're like ready. They have the mats out and they're lying down and wow. They're like, okay, we're ready. It's because they know what they're going to get. So ladies, this is not only for us, it's also for the men in your life too. So they love it just as much. It's,
oh my God. And it's
for everyone. Yeah.
And it's a way for it's beautiful. I was thinking about that. I taught last night, right? And my last classes, I get like 80% men.
Whoa.
It's males mostly in my class. And I was thinking about it. And
that's,
you know,
so cool.
A lot of my scripts, they're very feminine. They talk about love and, and kindness and stillness, which are very feminine emotions in a way, if you think about the feminine as just something more gentle, more in touch with the emotions and all that. And we all have the both sides.
Yep.
So why it's so incredible for males to do this is because they start getting more in touch with that lost part of themselves. Yeah. You know, that it's being suppressed by society, by their families.
Yep.
All of the emotions that they have not been able to express or to feel or to process, they can do it in yoga nidra.
Yep.
So all the, actually the people that come back, especially the people that come back, not only the rotation of people in my classes, but the people that actually come back are males.
So cool. That's so cool. Oh my
gosh. It's crazy.
All right, Carolina, we have to wrap it up. We've gone way over our time today, but I just so loved our conversations.
Yeah.
Juicy. Where are people going to find you? You want to hand them go find you on Instagram?
Yeah. So my Instagram is Caroline, it's spelled like Caroline, Lopez, L-O-P-E-S, Rio. And you'll find me there. If you guys are in LA, you can come check out my class at Peace Yoga Gallery in downtown LA.
Super.
And thank you for this opportunity, Lenny. Thanks for your listeners. It's been such an amazing journey for me, and I'm so honored to be able to share a little bit of it with you and with the listeners today.
Yes. So guys, make sure you go and find her on Instagram. You know, she's gorgeous. Get to her class. She's delightful. She's such a big warm heart, and she has nothing but love to give. So get over there and follow her and find her and take a class and let her help you open up your heart. Thanks for listening today. Come back for another episode. I'm going to return next week with another juicy guest. I don't know who it is yet, but it's going to be a good one. May this day bring you something light, something bright, and something so wonderful to fill your heart so you may be the best you know how to be. Until next time, friend, take care.
Bye.
How was that? Another episode. Thank you for listening so very much. I hope you got something out of that episode, even if it was a little tiny nugget. I just really appreciate you hanging out with me. And I want to invite you to jump on over to lanekennedy.com and grab a practice, right? I have a lot of practices and a lot of things over there that I offer my clients. And one of the new juicy things that I'm sharing with people is a yoga nidra practice with me. So you can jump on over to lanekennedy.com/free-YN practice. That's free YN practice. And you'll get one of my, it's a really great practice about around ceremony, and it will put you in deep, my friend. So go on over there and grab it. It's my gift to you. Thanks for listening and hanging out. Until the next episode. Bye for now.